I'm going to ask another potentially precarious yes or no question, but this was submitted by two listeners, so I really do feel compelled to ask it anonymously. Though, well, one came from the Citizens Climate Lobby, and the question is, would you support taking action on climate change and why? Would you support taking action on climate change and why? Keep in mind, too, when you're on the assembly, you're one of seven people. So part of the assembly, of course, is your vote. And the other part is, as Stephen knows from serving a term, is persuading your fellow assembly members on any issue we've talked about. I've seen it happen before my very eyes, assembly members feeling one way, and then the others chime in, and suddenly the conversation changes. So I think that's important to keep in mind with all questions. Would you support taking action on climate change and why?
My name is Jamie Ackley. I would support it. I would definitely have to do more research for the fact of how it would actually affect us here in Sitka. But I think it is definitely an idea and a problem that possibly needs to be addressed and taken care of. But how to go about doing that, it would definitely be something that I would need to spend some quality time researching and also talking to people that are more experienced and educated in this field than I am.
Thank you. Stephen Eisenbeis.
Yes, action does need to be taken. I think it's very obvious to all of us that something is happening with our climate. Humans are not doing a very good job right now of taking care of Mother Earth. We're mining, we're drilling, we're cutting down trees. This goes beyond just climate change and fossil fuels, I believe. I'm a firm believer that one day we'll be mining our landfills because there are no more resources left and we have to go back to what we've already dug up. The Citizens Climate Lobby has presented an interesting fee-based system on petroleum producers that would then come back in the form of a revenue check to citizens. While I agree with what they're trying to do there, my take on it would be that we need to change consumer habits before we start, or in conjunction with taxes and fees, if that's the route that they go. Because until we get people to stop buying plastic, this and that, and throwing it away, stop buying gas guzzler cars, nothing is really going to change here. When the consumer, when he finally changes, the companies are going to follow suit because there's no longer demand for what they're currently producing. So I believe a lot of this has to go back to consumer habits and us changing our minds and giving that message to large companies.
Thank you, Stephen. And Sonia Smith, taking action on climate change as an assembly.
I think that it's a riches for the spoils kind of trade-off here, because on one hand, the commercial fishing industry is being affected definitely by this in a very dramatic way. This is something that is so broad of an issue that it's hard to talk in just 30 seconds on what your opinion is on it, because it affects everything. Climate affects everything. It affects waste. It affects fishing. It affects, I guess, in a sense, the fishing industry is one in which that so many of our population is affected directly by our fishermen. They're important people. And the kind of waste that we're looking at, I don't know what the dollar amounts are. I'd be willing to look at those numbers. And it's all about habits. I myself try to be as conscious as possible about what kinds of things I actually waste. I try not to waste too much, and to teach those habits to families and our future generations. I think habits are directly related to waste. And at a consumer level, I think plastics is quite the issue. I heard it mentioned by one of the Edgecombe students, former Edgecombe students, who was very taken aback by the amount of waste that is in this town. And for that reason, she did not want to live here. So that gave me a pretty good idea of where that's at. They did go to the dump site, and they were looking at things underwater, you know, exploring different things. But anyway, I would definitely be willing to support the citizens' climate lobbying.
Thank you.
Efforts.
Thank you. And Richard Ween?
This is Richard Ween. The good news is, in December 2007, the Assembly of Sitka committed to taking action on climate change by endorsing the U.S. Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement. And on June 11th, 2010, there was a climate action plan created. And this is available. It's about 70 pages long. And there is a fairly comprehensive view of what Sitkins can do on a daily basis to help husband the resources of this town. And so, do humans affect the environment? You bet. But if we listen to Dustin Hoffman in the movie The Graduate, he was told that plastics was the future. And if we listen to George Carlin, it seems that the earth created plastics or created humans so plastics could be made. You have to listen to that YouTube if you really want to get the joke. But the bottom line is yes, and we already have a plan in place, and it needs to be reviewed and see what has been accomplished and what has not been.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard Ween.
And Sheila Finkenbinder. Sorry for those listening at home. What are your opinions on taking action on climate change as an assembly member?
It wasn't quite the way I heard it in the beginning, but I'm afraid that...
I'm sorry. Here you go. Would you support taking action on climate change and why? Thank you.
A very, very broad question. And as an assembly person, I would definitely need to have a lot more definition to the question and parameters around what I'm supporting or not supporting prior to raising my hand, yes or no. That being said, I'm a pretty fair and balanced person, and I would take into consideration any specific item that was brought up before the assembly that dealt with our area and consider it just like I will any other issue.
Thank you. And Ben Maiasato?
Thank you. Regarding this on climate change in action and why, my answer would be yes. Climate change is not one of those where it's so easy to say that it's not happening, but it's also being born on the tail end of the baby boom generation. I myself remember when here in Sitka, the snow used to be as tall as myself, and I was a small little boy. And we went, I know, for a long time here in Sitka where it would just rain all winter long. Snow? What snow? Climate change, here's the part where I would like to see, if it was before the assembly, that not only do we pass it, but we also go to other assemblies throughout the state. And part of that reasoning behind that is when it's just one community, yeah, what difference does that make? You get more communities involved and they have that before their assembly. Do that. And not only would it show unity, but the other part about that is why not send something like that to the legislature? Part of doing this here is to not only let the public know that we're on board with this, but show that there's unity when everyone says, okay, there's more than one community passing that. Thank you.
Thank you. And Katie Sopo?
So the question was, would I support taking action on climate change and why? And so it is, yeah, Sheila's right. It is just such a broad question. Mm-hmm. And it's like, obviously, yeah. Like,
you would support taking action on climate change.
Yeah, taking action just means doing something. But what does that even mean? Like, that's not even part of the question. So, yes.
Okay. I think...
Why? Because it sets a good example for our kids, for other places in the state. It lets our legislators know that we're doing something. Like, we're actually doing something. Yeah.
Your answer is yes. Underline, exclamation point. And I think...
And then maybe put it in bold, too.
In bold.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on the Assembly, I've covered the Assembly for 2 years now. So much of the process is figuring out what is the right question to be asking, what mm-hmm. is being asked truly of the Assembly. And I think that the answer, I need more information, as you all have brought up at various points, is a legitimate answer. Part of your job, for those of you listening at home who've never seen the Assembly work, is to fact find, to do research, make your own phone calls, yes?
Well, and if I just can follow up the previous question that Michelle brought up, mm-hmm. I mean, the plastic bag initiative, if we can call it, can we call it an initiative? Okay, she's nodding her head yes. I mean, that's in effect taking action against climate change.
Sure, yeah. It really all depends on the ordinances that come before
right.
you.
Right, and so I...
Yeah. I appreciate your gameness on these questions from voters and people who care about these things.